Today we begin a new parasha in Torah 101. Baha Alotcha, which means when you set up, when you set up the lamps, it says here in the book of Bamidbar, or Numbers, chapter 8, beginning in verse 1. Adonai said to Moshe, "Tell Aaron, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps are to cast their light forward in front of the menorah." Now the seven-branched candelabra, known as the menorah, was to be lit in a specific way. The three lamps on the eastern side of the menorah were to have their wicks facing towards the center one, and likewise, the three western ones, the tops of their wicks facing toward the center one as well. This is from an ancient Midrash commentary. It asks, why were the wicks facing inwards, thus giving off so little light? It was so that people should not say that he, God, needs the light. So the menorah was to light up just right there in front of it towards itself. But God was not in need of any light, even within the Holy of Holies. He is the light. So Aaron did this in verse 3. He lit its lamps so as to give light right in front of the menorah, as Adonai had ordered Moshe. Here is how the menorah was made. It was hammered gold from its base to its flowers, hammered work. The ancients taught that this expression, beaten work of gold, would require that the craftsmen made the menorah out of gold, that they had to beat it out of one single piece of gold. And that it was following the pattern, it says in verse 4, that Adonai had shown Moshe. This is how he made the menorah. One Midrash deduced from this verse that the work of the candlestick was one of four things that God had to show Moses with God's finger, because Moses was puzzled by them. Adonai said to Moshe, verse 5, "Take the Levi'im, the Levites, from among the people of Israel, and cleanse them." So now the Levites, the Levi'im, are being separated as they did not participate in the bringing of offerings and gifts as the other leaders of the other tribes had done. The ancient sages taught that while the 12 tribes presented offerings at the dedication of the altar, the tribe of Levi did not offer anything. The Levites thus complained that they had been held back from bringing an offering for the dedication of the altar. The Midrash compared this to the case of a king, we have a parable here, who held a feast and invited various craftsmen, but did not invite a friend of whom the king was quite fond. The friend was distressed, thinking that perhaps the king harbored some grievance against him, but when the feast was over, the king called the friend and told him that while the king had made a feast for all the citizens of the province, the king would make a special feast for the friend alone because of his friendship. So it was with God, who accepted the offerings of the 12 tribes and then turned to the tribe of Levi, addressing Aaron and directing the consecration of the Levites that we're reading about here. So take the Levites from among the people of Israel and cleanse them. Here is how you are to cleanse them, verse 7. Sprinkle the purification water on them. Have them shave their whole body with a razor. And have them wash their clothes and cleanse themselves. The Talmud teaches us that they were not to have two hairs left on their bodies, but completely shaved. This was an act of consecration, starting over, like being born again. Verse 8, then they are to take a young bull with its grain offering, which is to be fine flour mixed with olive oil, while you take another bull for a sin offering. You are to present the Levi'im in front of the tent of meeting and assemble the entire community of the people of Israel. You will present the Levi'im before Adonai. The people of Israel will lay their hands on the Levi'im. And Aaron will offer the Levi'im before Adonai as a wave offering from the people of Israel, so that they may do Adonai's service. Interesting how the Levites were a wave offering. Remember the wave offering, the lifting up. The people of Israel lifted up their spiritual heads, their spiritual servants, as an offering to the Lord, giving thanks for them, supporting them, holding them up. Verse 13, you are to place the Levi'im before Aaron and his sons and offer them as a wave offering to Adonai. And finally for today, verse 14, in this way, you will separate the Levi'im from the people of Israel. And the Levi'im, or the Levites, will belong to me. One ancient commentary interpreted God's words, the Levites shall belong to me, to indicate a relationship that will never cease, either in this world or in the world to come. This is the Torah, every day.